Flips and PPR, these are in here. Today's date is 09/23/2024. Dictation is for Richard Lucky. Lucky spells L-U-C-K-E-Y. Richard spells R-I-C-H-A-R. The date of birth is 02/26/1960. 55-year-old gentleman here with hip and knee pain, period. Patients of these, these pains are chronic. They said he has had a history of ORIF. Plates are still in his knees and hip. And will routinely have joint pain, period. He said the last time he had an episode is about a year or two ago when he received injections of steroids into his hip, joint, and his knee. And is having similar pain and is seeking to have relief with injection into his knee and hip today, period. He described pain as sharp, rated pain as 8/10, worse with weight bearing. He said pain is non-radiating and confined to his right knee and right hip, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports decreased ability to have and maintain erection. The next line, he's requesting a freestyle Libre for his daily glucose check. Next line, denies headache, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line, denies chills, denies increased temperature, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert-oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% in room air. Blood pressure 150 over 94. Pulse 80, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. Right hip, full range of motion with moderate discomfort with all range of motion in all fields. There's some grading with range of motion, period. No joint is not hot to touch. There's no erythema. Strength is 5, strength is 4/5. Next line. Next paragraph, knee. No edema, no erythema, no effusion, no bilatement sign, negative valgus, negative varus, negative Lachman, negative McMurray. He has diffuse tenderness, the palpation in his right knee. There is grading with range of motion, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no mandibular signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented and three cranial nerves, routines, normal mood and sensory functions, and normal mood and affected normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is medication refill. Number two is erectile dysfunction. Number three, diabetes mellitus. Number four is chronic polyarthralgia. Number six is hypertension, period. In open parentheses, patient is already on medication for hypertension. Did not take his medication today, period. Next paragraph. Trigger point injection. Procedure was discussed with patient. We talk about the procedure. We talk about side effects, we talk about complications. Says he understand and gave verbal consent for me to proceed, period. Next line, site was identified and marked. Areas of maximum pain identified both between patient and I. These areas were marked, then cleaned with betadine, over wiped with alcohol. Next paragraph, next line, with a injection with a syringe of 5 cc's of combination of lidocaine and 80 milligrams of depomedrol. A number 27, 1.5-inch needle was used to inject medication into his, in and around his joint. Two injections were done in and around his joints. Patient tolerated procedure well. There was no bleeding, no complications. Next paragraph, knee. Areas of pain was identified with patient and I. These areas were marked with a skin marker. Site was prepped with betadine and overwiped with alcohol, with a syringe consisting of 5 cc's of with a syringe containing liquid of 5 cc's, a combination of 80 milligrams of solumedrol and lidocaine. Injections were administered in the areas of maximum pain. Number three, injections were done. Next line, there were no complications. Patient tolerated procedure well, and there was no blood loss. The site was covered with Band-Aid. Next line, patient's joint was taken through range of motion and he reported improved pain, period. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication. Ms. Cialis. 10 milligrams, you take 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, Freestyle Libre, a 14-day glucose checked. Patient was advised that he will be educated in the use of this apparatus by the pharmacist. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.